Oh, look at the pretty colors.
I know. Yeah, like everybody's got all their fancy equipment. We've got our little
old school.
Old school. So I guess on air right now, we're right at where you're about to get married. So we're sure there's a little twist coming up there.
Not a little twist. Exciting.
It's good stuff.
Very dramatic.
I think the fans are really going to like it.
It's like old school?
Way old school.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like the old Justin and Adrian of 30 years ago where I had, you know, would shoot myself in the foot. I mean, I don't go so far as like to try to kill Emilio. I don't go that far. I'm not trying to, kill Lucas.
I don't try to bring up that name.
I don't try to kill Lucas.
I forgot one day out of 30. One day.
But I do show up unannounced, uninvited, the way I played it was after a series of about 13 flashbacks. I realized that, you know, I can't let this go on without doing something, and so my body takes me to the chapel, and I rush in, and then I realize I don't know exactly what I'm doing yet. Except I have to say something and break it up. And so we'll see.
It's been nice seeing all the Kiriakis men in the living room there. I know it's 6 months ago, but all fighting over the company kind of having those big group scenes. Because now there's usually like two people in a scene, you know, and 30 seconds dialogue. And those were kind of fun to have a bunch of people in one.
Yeah, I think it's important to see who's who and them all interacting together. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed doing scenes with everybody. It's kind of hard to, because you kind of drop in a line or two there, and then you're off a couple pages, and then you drop in another line or two, and there's a lot of Kiriakis.
Yeah, there are.
That family's just
John Paul's gone now, but you know, when he was there, there was a lot of heirs.
Too much testosterone in that room.
A lot.
So do you have anything coming up for storyline or anything interesting?
It's going to be huge. So what happens on that wedding day begins a story that lasts about 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 6 months, really.
Sounds really long.
Yeah, really 6 months. It propels 6 months worth of story where she has to make this decision. It's a classic soap conundrum. Choosing two guys that are completely different and completely right. And we make our argument, literally make our argument, and she has to choose, and it's great. It's great, well written, and I think the fans are going to love it.
Love it. And there's a lot of twists that you won't be expecting. There are a lot of other characters who get involved in the story.
Okay.
Come out of left field, you'll have it. Their reactions to things that happen in the story are just, I think the fans will be really pleasantly surprised.
It's so nice that you guys are like in the story.
I had something to talk about, but I definitely at this time I'm like, I'm happy to talk about and just say, look, the fans are gonna love what's coming up, and that's the truth.
A lot
and,
of foreshadowing too.
I mean, yeah.
I know it's sometimes there's little anvil.
We're gonna be happy together forever because of Beth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. There'll never be anyone else for me but you.
God for Elsa, that's all I gotta say. In fact, I ran into Gary Tomlin a couple weeks ago over at General Hospital. He's directing over there now.
Oh, wow.
We just started. First day. I will. I said, Gary, I gotta say thank you for creating Elsa and bringing me back to the show, having had this affair. I go, it has propelled so much story.
I know.
It has given me so much.
Did we ever see a picture of her anywhere?
No.
Do you have an image of what she looked like?
Long legs, red hair.
No, and I just said, I said, you guys wrote the scenes that they were great. I saw they were on my Emmy submission, and I go, and I never always wanted to thank you for just writing this great stuff that I got to do. And he was like, I think he hopefully appreciated it.
That's great.
But it was the truth. It was like, that was great stuff.
Yeah, that was.
And bringing our son on.
And bringing our son back. Yeah, bringing our son on. Yeah.
And it's so good to see the vets back front and center where they should be.
I think the stuff is going to be good. I think people are going to like. They're going to like Justin, Adrian,
and
Lucas. Lucas is not like Lucas is blown out of the water.
Yeah. There's no bad guy.
It's well written. It's not like
very
he takes a back seat.
Yeah,
he is in it as much as we are in it, and it's great.
It's great. It's great. 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 it's dramatic and it's true to the characters and the history
it's
and
funny.
The present.
And it's soapy. That's what we want.
Sober. And it's soapy.
It oh, soapy. 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 And sober.
And sober. Yeah. Soapy and sober. Well, and like, I've watched it for years and years, and there's still a lot of people that watched it way back.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the writing regime right now really appreciates what the audience wants to see. You're going to get some things that you want to see. You're going to get some other things too, but they're not going to say, oh, well, we don't care what you want. We don't care what you want to watch.
Right.
They're going to give you that.
That's what
and then
want.
They're going to pull the soaps card.
Of course.
And then they're going to give you, it's which is brilliant writing, really, in soaps.
Well, you both deserve a good story.
Thank you.
We're excited. And we have to end.
Okay.
Okay.